Just finally this lunchtime, Meath woman Nancy Stewart celebrates her 107th birthday today. She's written an open letter urging everyone to stay positive. Our correspondent Kieran Mullooney was with Nancy earlier today and joins us now. Kieran, first of all, what can you tell us about this letter from Nancy?
Yeah, Brian, Nancy Stewart, an extraordinary lady. When you think about it, born in 1913, so she was just heading to her sixth birthday when the Spanish flu hit the world, and she lived through it. And of course, she's just spent the last 6 to 8 months sitting at home at her in her house here in Clonard in County Meath, seeing the effects of the appalling pandemic. So she's been reflecting on that, and a special recorded letter she put together with her granddaughter Louise over the last couple of days. And she's been sending a message, I suppose, the same resilient message to the rest of the population, asking people to keep their heads down and to be resilient and to try and cope as best as they can, in a special message she recorded.
A letter of hope in 2020.
My name is Nancy Stewart. I was born on 16th October 1913. This weekend I turn 107 years of age.
We are in another stage of this battle against the virus, but we will get through this. Like everything I've been through since the day I was born in 1913, no matter how bad things have got, I am the living proof that we can survive. And in years to come, this will just be a distant memory. I have a great faith and it has helped me keep positive throughout the struggles I've met. I thank you for keeping your faith and for keeping your resilience strong through this hard time.
Kieran, that's extraordinary to hear the voice of a woman so clear emphatic, born in 1913. My goodness.
She's an amazing lady, and as she said herself, she's the mother of six children. She had tough times, Brian. She's on a farming community background here, and she's had tragedy in her life. She lost two daughters along the way through illness, and today, nevertheless, she sits at her home. She sat outside the door, actually, and spoke to us this afternoon, and her friends have gathered, her family are there. The postman arrived with, I would say, a sack of about 2,000 birthday cards this afternoon, and she sat back for a few months and reflected herself on her special birthday today.
I'm great. I'm in great form, thank God.
And looking well?
Look, thank you. Not 107. I hope.
Have to remind me, Nancy, what the secret is to long life and long...
Eat plenty of good food and keep well in with your neighbours and friends. Don't be fighting with anyone. Even me. Say hello to everybody, whether you know them or not.
Kieran, there'll be a cake, will there? 107 candles, perhaps?
You got to have a look at the cake, Brian, later on the RT News website. It shows a lady in her armchair beside her Stanley cooker. There's a cake nearby, a telephone on her lap, and on the other side on her arm, there lies a mask for you know what.
All right. Well, look, we look forward to seeing those pictures a little later, but thank you for that. And a very happy 107th birthday from all of us on the News at One to Nancy Stewart.
RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sorento, now available at your local Kia dealer, and coming soon, the Sorento plug-in hybrid.
That's very good afternoon to Michael Corcoran. Michael.
Brian, thanks indeed. The Football Association of Ireland have confirmed the appointment of Jonathan Hill as the new Chief Executive Officer from the 1st of November. The appointment made by the board of the FAI on the recommendation of the Association's Nominations Committee. He's previously worked as Group Commercial Director with the English FA, as Commercial Director of Wembley Stadium and Commercial Director for Euro 96. In golf, Matt Wallace leads the Scottish Open at 12 under par after a 67. He's got a two-shot lead. Padraig Harrington, 9 under par. In a tie for third after carding 69. Jonathan Caldwell is 8 under there after 17. As the GAA prepares to recommence its inter-county season tomorrow, the Gaelic Players Association are today expected to reveal the results of a survey where the players have been asked if they're happy to resume. The results of that survey are expected later on this afternoon. The SSE Electricity League have postponed tonight's First Division game between Drogheda United and Wexford because of a positive COVID-19 test. There's one game in the Premier Division, Dundalk hosting Bohemians. Kick-off there is at 5:45. In the First Division, UCD are in action against Cabinteely, that game at 7:45. 25. Irish internationals Simon Zeebo and Donica Ryan have been named in the Racing squad for tomorrow's Hanikin Champions Cup final against Exeter and Bristol. Zeebo starts at full-back while Ryan is on the bench. Ian Whitten, meanwhile, starts in the centre for Exeter with Gareth Steenson on the bench there. And there are two race meetings on offer today, Leopardstown and Dundalk. Racing ongoing at Leopardstown. Eight races on offer a little bit later on at Dundalk. The first off there, Brian, at 4:45.
Thank you for that, Michael. And that is the news this Friday lunchtime. Our team today, Tom Norton was on sound, broadcast coordinator Sean Marham, the editor of the News at One is Cathy Farrell. But from me, Brian Dobson, and all the team, have a great weekend and stay safe.